Amos chapter 6. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, to those who are secure on Mount Samaria, the notable men of the top nation, to whom the house of Israel comes for help. Go to Calneh and see. From there go to the great Hamath. Then go to Gath of the Philistines. Are you any better than these kingdoms? Is their territory any greater than your territory? You who put off thinking about the evil day, and you bring the reign of violence near. Those lying on beds of ivory and lounging on their couches, eating the lambs from the flock and calves out of the midst of the stall. They sing idle songs to the sound of the harp, improvising music on instruments like David. They drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest lotions. But they are not grieved at all over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they will now be the first to go into exile. The partying of those loungers will pass away. The sovereign Lord has sworn by himself, says the Lord, the God of hosts. I abhor the arrogance of Jacob and hate his fortresses. Therefore, I will hand this city and everything in it over to their enemies. If 10 people remain in a single house, they too will die. When a person's relative comes to carry the dead out of the houses and calls to a survivor in the inside of the house, "Is there anyone in there with you?" he will say, "No." Then he will say, "Be quiet, for we must not mention the name of the Lord. For look, the Lord commands, and the great house will be smashed to pieces, and the little house turned into rubble. Can horses run on rocks? Can one plow the sea with oxen? But you have turned justice into poison, and the fruit of righteousness into bitterness. You rejoice that you conquered Lo Debar, or nothing, claiming, 'Have we not captured Karnaim by our own strength?' For look, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, says the Lord, the God of hosts, and they will afflict you from Lebo Hamath to the Wadi of Arava." Amos 6.